I'm Julie Tatchell.
And I'm Amanda Middleditch.
You might know us as the Bear Ladies.
Or maybe the Teddy Bear Ladies.
Or sometimes Two Bear Ladies.
Oh no. Or the Teddy Bear Doctors.
Or simply Julie.
And Amanda.
But there's so much more to us and we've
barely begun.
Hello, we're back.
Hi.
It's our fifth podcast.
That's our penultimate.
It is in this series, isn't it?
In this series. We said we'd do six.
Yep.
We said we'd do six on sort of getting to know us.
Yep.
Our musings and a few tips here and there. I think we might have gone a little bit off piece a couple of times.
Just a few. Well, that's just us, isn't it? We tend to sort of meander around things. But yeah, so this is our fifth one.
Lots to talk about.
Loads to talk about. And you have inadvertently, if you're on following us on Instagram, you have inadvertently been sort of joining in with the subject of one of our discussions today, which is...
Biscuits. It's a very important subject. And we could tell by the response yesterday to our post about... What's your favourite biscuit?
Yes.
And we obviously shared that ours was the digestive.
Yes.
We didn't want to go on for too long and say it's one of our favourites, but we had some wonderful responses and there was quite a few in there actually, people that I agreed. There was one lady who put her favourite was the Borders dark chocolate and ginger. And I have to say that's one of my favourites, but they're very posh. They're not your everyday biscuit.
No. Mm. It wouldn't be one of my favourites if it's got ginger in it,
ginger.
I have to say. I'm not a great fan of ginger. Mm. But that said, we are here confronted with a family selection, McVitie's. There are other biscuits available. A family McVitie's selection.
Are we going straight into the biscuit talk? Or are we going to talk about anything else first?
Well, I thought I'm just itching to get in at me biscuits and we can talk about other things after.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to test them and taste them because, you know, we said we liked our digestives and they are a sort of go-to biscuit, but, you know, does good to diversify. Is that the right word?
Yeah. And I just want to say something.
Diversify.
Yeah. I think what we just have to do...
God.
I just have to...
What was that? I just had to go down. My chair was too high.
What was that funny crunching noise?
I think it was the mechanism in the chair.
Oh, no. Okay. So, bringing us back to the subject in...
Oops.
Sorry.
All right, I'm in the right position now.
Okay. Now, I think...
Right.
I've got an interesting thing to sort of just say here. Well, I think it's quite interesting. It's a question that you might have the answer to. Why is it that when we were children...
Yes.
The biscuits... that always got left last in the tin are the ones that we like the most now as adults. So the slightly plainer ones, the digestives and the shortbread and things like that, as a child, we didn't want those.
No, good question. I don't
but
know.
But now, and I loved it when Mum came back from shopping and she bought the biscuits that were to fill the tin and it was maybe my job to empty the biscuits into the tin. So you had to get rid of all the broken ones from the bottom of the tin, because obviously you've got to eat those first, and they were the boring ones. And then empty all the new ones. And I used to just think, your digestives, your rich tea, those sort of ones, they were just boring. Who'd ever like those? And now...
We love them!
It's crazy.
I was only ever allowed two biscuits.
Well, we know, because... You would have been sick.
Yeah.
I think you've said that before.
Have I?
Mm.
Yeah. I was only ever allowed two. I've learned in latter years that my brother was lucky enough. He had his own biscuits. He had his own blooming biscuits.
Well, I think that's just wrong. Yeah. But now we can do whatever we want. We can have our own biscuits too.
Yes.
I would just like to say, for all of those listening who are concerned for our beautiful figures... We will only be tasting each biscuit, and I do have a plate in front of me onto which we will put the remaining bit of the biscuit. So we won't be eating... How many are here?
Because you're only allowed two, really. So if we break off bits, we've got the equivalent of two.
And there's actually quite a lot in this tray of biscuits, and it just would be wrong on very many levels for us to eat. So for those of you who are concerned for our health and well-being, we will just be sampling them. And then I'll put them all in the biscuit tin and have them later.
Lovely.
Well, no, well, we're not going to chew them. We're going to snap bits
chew
off them.
Chew them? I hope you chew your bit.
No, well, yes, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay, do you want to choose which one we go for first?
Yes, now, on a theme of digestives, the digestive that we have in front of us here today is a milk chocolate digestive.
Okay.
So I'm taking it from the packet, and I just want to say this one is smaller than a traditional digestive, so there's a downside to that straight away, in my opinion.
When you say traditional, though, what do you mean by traditional?
Well, the ones that you get in a packet. With digestives,
McVitie's biscuits are available.
But this is McVitie's other biscuits
so
are
why
available.
Are they different?
Probably because it's got chocolate on it, or because it wouldn't have fit in that little hole in the tray
That's
that they made
probably,
for
yeah.
it. But what I was going to say is, I love chocolate digestives, and I would have put chocolate digestives on our feed. But we can't, I mean, if we had chocolate digestives every time we had a biscuit, that would just be wrong.
We'd be the size of a house each.
So I already know I like these. I'm just going to break a little bit off and then break that in half. And you can have the big half of the little bit. And
thanks. I get the big bit.
That is the big bit.
Oh, okay.
Compared to that.
Am I allowed to dunk?
Mmm.
Okay. Mmm, nom nom.
Yeah, see, it would be dangerous, wouldn't it? We had a packet of chocolate digestives in front of us.
Mmm.
Well, that's very yummy.
I'm tempted to eat the rest of that biscuit now.
Well, you're not having it.
She's so mean to me.
I'm not. I'm saving you from yourself. Did you want a bit more chocolate then?
No, not just
because if you do, we could go for the chocolate finger.
You
Get
need to
away.
Cleanse your palate. Have
oh,
a drink.
Hang on.
Can't go through a whole box of biscuits without a drink in between.
Okay, what do you want to next then?
Well, my least favourite of this selection would be the custard cream.
Oh, controversial.
It is controversial, listening to our followers yesterday.
Yeah. Now, why don't you like a custard cream?
I find them a bit sickly.
Really? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm very surprised at that because you like sickly.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I'll have a little bit of one then and see. I won't force you to have
No, I don't. You know,
it's a little bit more difficult to break this one in.
You could be proving me wrong. I mean, that's what I'm willing to try. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not going to be revolting, is it?
No, but here we go.
Now, that's definitely a biscuit that's improved with dunking. I know what you mean, they're a bit...
I think what it is, it's the names deceiving. I don't think they taste like custard. It's called a custard cream.
I hope people aren't getting our horrible chewing noises while they're listening to this.
Oh dear.
Okay. I think it's a bit custardy.
Cute. More vanilla-y. Vanilla cream, not custard.
Hmm.
What would you give it out of 10? We've got to yum it. So a yum rating... I mean, I think the...
Well, it's quite yum.
Yeah.
I think the chocolate digestive was yummy.
Yes.
And that was yum.
Okay, yeah.
Is that all right?
I'm almost at my yeah with that one. Doesn't quite get the factor.
Well, do you want
me
to go completely to another extreme and go for the OT option?
I've just realised there's a nice in there, or nice, whatever you call them.
I won't make you eat that.
That would be... That's my lip. Biscuit.
You have to explain why that's your knit biscuit.
Because it's got coconut in it.
Now that's funny. That doesn't look like I remember them. Does that look like you remember them?
No, there's no sugar on
Where's
the top.
Where's the sugar on the top? That looks more like a Bonio.
Well,
it's got that sort of smooth finish. It says nice on the top. Do you say nice or nice?
I'm never quite sure what you're supposed to say.
Well, you wouldn't say nice, I suppose.
It's definitely not nice. Is it coconutty? She's making a very sort of serious face as she's chewing away.
It is, but I think they've changed that one.
It's not got those bitty bits in it, those coconutty bits.
No, do you think you could possibly tolerate that tiny little bit?
Do I have to?
I don't think it even tastes like it used to. Okay. I'm a bit disappointed with that one, I have to say.
I'm sniffing first.
It's like a fake coconut, that's what I would
can
say.
I can smell coconut.
Well, if you don't like coconut, just nibble it. You don't have to eat the whole thing, but... the texture and everything doesn't taste like it used to.
No.
Ah, you see.
That doesn't taste coconutty like I remember it at all.
No, I think that's a yuck. We're disappointed with that one.
Mm.
Okay, where are we going next?
Definitely.
Do you want half a chocolate? I mean, quarter of a chocolate finger.
Is it too soon for chocolate again?
Well, I thought you might want to get rid of the taste of that one because it's horrible.
Okay.
Don't! It's wheat. I'm not giving the dog wheat at the moment. Don't think.
Oh, Etty, I'm so sorry.
Honestly.
I'm so bad.
Oaty one.
Oh, no. No, look.
Well, it was just mean. You know I'm trying to change her diet at the moment.
She can have an oaty one.
Bit of biscuit. She can't. It's still grey. Behave yourself.
No.
Bit.
Oh, Etty, I'm
She's
so
on
sorry.
A meat diet now. Right, this is an oaty one, and I thought it might be a little bit like a hobnob.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like a hobnob now I've broken it.
I'm beginning to feel we've been conned with this packet, this selection.
You? Oh. I'm not sure they're as good as they used to be. Well, it's a bit hobnobby. It's like a hobnobby with less oaty bits in.
I like the way you've just named them hobnobby.
No, hobnobby is it's to liken something. Like
yeah,
something
no, definitely
chewy.
Yeah, no, that's nice. I quite like that.
Mm.
I'll give that a yummy.
Yeah. And I think it probably... It's a good dunker.
A very good dunker.
I think that's a good dunker.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Where are we going next? I've got a question. Mm. Right, here we have what they call a... What's this one called? A shortcake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a family... That's one I remember as a family.
I liked from those.
Childhood.
Sort of a rectangular shape. Sort of like a pleated sort of design with...
Yes.
A bit like a shortbread, but not.
Yes. But also, next to it in the other little divot is what they're calling... What do they call that one?
Rich Highland Shorty.
Now, that, to me, looks exactly the same, but it's round.
I go round every time.
But do you think they really taste any different?
Well, now we're about to find out.
Right, so first of all, we're going to try the round one, which is a Rich Highland Shorty.
Thank you very much. Now, these are one of my favourites.
Oh, okay.
I'm a dunker for this. Oh.
Hmm.
I could eat that every day.
That's a classic example of one that I would have turned my nose up as a child.
Oh, no, I loved them.
Hmm, strange.
But we never had those at home.
But you've got to eat this straight away now to compare, because this is the shortcake.
Okay. That was a biscuit my nan and granddad always had, and I used to say to Mum, oh, can we have those? And we never got them at home.
See, I don't think that's any different.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
Mm. I obviously have a refined biscuit palate, because... That's a different texture.
But I like that one as well.
I prefer
that. But I tell you what, I love shortbread. Actual proper shortbread is one of my favourite biscuits. And I don't need it to have chocolate chips in it or lavender or any of the other things they put in it. Just a really good piece of all butter shortbread.
Lovely.
Now, I wouldn't have wanted that as a child.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Would you?
Yes, yeah. If my nan had made it.
Yeah.
If it was homemade, I don't know about, but I don't remember ever having bought.
But it might be my Scottish genes, you see, that make me like that.
Mm.
Could be, couldn't it? We're doing really well with this biscuit.
I'll tell you what surprised me when we did the little question on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
was how many people go for a ginger nut.
We haven't got any of those in here.
No, we can't do the... Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, you don't like ginger, do you?
No, but
I like ginger.
Really surprised me how many people eat a ginger nut. Mm.
And actually, the majority of people liked, again, the sort of plain... We had some interesting American suggestions.
What were those snickerdoodles?
Snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles.
I'm still not sure I'm convinced after the ladies kindly sent us the description, but who knows? Right, we are moving on to the chocolate finger now because I can't wait any longer.
Yay.
And because they're so small, we're having half each.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to say really about this, is it? They're
chocolate,
just perfect.
They are chocolate finger, but not some. It's a treat to me.
Yeah, you know why? Because you can eat a whole box in one sitting.
And do you do that thing where you go, nop, 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 and you sort of nip your way down them? Until you've got the hole?
No, I dunk them.
Oh, no, I don't do
I
that.
Do. I dunk them and then sort of... the chocolate off them.
Oh, no, I sort of go, dump, 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 chomp, 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 like that all the way
like
down
a little
to the
squirrel.
End.
Yeah. But they are nice, aren't they?
Very nice. Very nice.
We're doing very well here. Right, we've got chocolate chip cookies. Now, that's controversial because there are so many different sorts of chocolate chip cookies and these ones don't look like they're going to be that good. Do we skip that?
Yeah, skip
that. We'll skip the chocolate chip cookies, but we do like chocolate chip cookies.
We do. And I love those. Right.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
This biscuit here.
Which one?
This one.
The jammy one.
The jammy one.
Yeah.
If it's just got jam in it, does that make it a jammy dodger? And if it's got jam and cream like that one, is that a jam sandwich?
Oh, do you know, I've never thought. Are jammy dodgers just jam then?
I don't know. I'm
they
asking
are, aren't
you.
They?
That's, if the actual
I
jammy dodgers.
For
yeah.
me, an actual jammy dodger, the blob of jam is heart-shaped.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, but I'm not sure. I can't remember, and it is that long ago that I haven't had one.
I love jammy dodgers.
Would you like
they
to try
make me
this
happy?
One?
Do
they?
Yeah. And if you dunk it and your tea's really warm and the jam melts,
the jam goes all gooey.
Oh, it's lovely.
Shall we have some of this one then?
Yes, I'm going to be interested to see how you break this because the.
No, I don't. I think break is. Oh man,
I haven't got no jam.
You have that bit with all the jam.
No, I can't have all that.
You can.
Okay.
Took a long time to
persuade me.
Now this bit, because of the appalling way I broke it, there's actually no jam on this bit. So is the jam literally just that blob in the middle?
Yes.
Interesting.
Like a little jelly top sweet.
So I would say that with a jammy dodger, the jam goes to the edges.
I hope so.
Not just a blob. Well, it never used to be.
No. I think actually the jam's better. And there's... It's quite nice. Quite nice.
Okay.
But I think a jammy dodger would be my preference. So we're saying then a jammy dodger is just jam.
I think so.
And this is a jam sandwich because it's got
cream as
well.
I think that one looks perhaps a little bit more refined.
What, this one?
I think a jammy dodger is more sort of for children.
I can't talk. I've got jam stuck on my...
Right, well, I'll move on to the bourbon then. Now, you don't like bourbons, do you?
Not
Why
really.
Don't everybody likes a bourbon? Especially dunked.
Sorry, it's a bit of jam, it's really chewy. Bourbon. It doesn't taste like real chocolate.
Okay.
It's what I call chocolate flavoured or artificial.
Oh, I see. Yeah. To me, it's. Bourbon tastes of a bourbon.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it doesn't taste of real chocolate.
No.
Does that make sense?
If it was the last biscuit on earth, I'd eat it.
Would you? Do you want a bit? Or are you going to decline? You can have another shortbread if you want.
No, thank you. I think we've had...
Well, I think we've managed quite successfully to discuss. In fact, we've been talking for nearly 20 minutes.
On biscuits.
On biscuits.
So which was your favourite?
Out of just that particular small selection.
Yes.
Sticking with the chocolate digestive.
Are you?
I am.
Okay, I'm going with the rich Highland Shorty.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
That's interesting. So I wondered, do you think we might have inspired people? Well, you might have done with your shorty. I think there's a lot of people out there already know they like chocolate digestives.
Another one that came up a couple of times in our little bit of research was Lemon Puff.
Oh, no.
I love a lemon puff.
What are they all about?
I like them. You don't dunk them, though. They're not to be dunked, but I quite like them.
This tastes stale.
No, they don't.
They do. They're like those biscuits in, you know, in that cheese selection, the cheesy biscuit selection. You get that sort of dry sort of one that's got sort of
I like that
flakes
one.
in it, and it sort of just collapses in your mouth when you eat it. They're horrible.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a Cornish wafer, I think you've just...
A Cornish wafer. Well, sorry if I've insulted anyone there. I didn't. Now, I think it would be right for us to take a photograph of this plate and put it on our feed so that people can see that we didn't eat all the biscuits.
Yes. Yeah, and then we
so we'll do that
taste
later.
There's not a lot of sign of a chocolate finger, but I think...
No, we...
And the jammy one, we ate the lot.
Well, we had half chocolate finger each because mm-hmm. they're quite small, and you had three quarters of the jammy one.
Yes.
Yes. And that just like that to be recorded.
Jam was good.
Strawberry or raspberry?
Lovely, lovely taste.
Strawberry or raspberry?
It's a bit hard to say.
Just fruit.
Fruity, yeah.
Fruity. Okay.
I used to do cookery at school. Sorry, I digress. But when you said about jam, it always reminded me. And you'd make something with jam in it. And we used to have to... We were told the week before how much money we would have to take. And then we would go to the cupboard and the teacher would be there. And she would sort of... We'd buy the ingredients from her.
Oh, yeah, you did it differently than us. We had to sort it out at home and take it, balance it on our bicycles and cycle into school with it.
And they always had, never raspberry jam or strawberry jam, but always mixed fruit.
And that's cheap, see.
Is that why?
Yeah. It's all the leftovers, things, bits of fruit, old bits of
always
fruit.
I used to say, which jam is it, miss? Mixed fruit.
Yeah.
And I used to think, what is mixed?
Mixed fruit is...
As a child, I didn't.
Yeah,
I've never come
I'd say that that's probably lower class.
Yeah,
jam.
That's why we didn't have it. My mother wouldn't have had that.
I think that's probably why. And it's quite generic, isn't it? If you say something's a specific flavour, a child might say, "Well, I don't like that."
That is
but if you tell them it's mixed fruit, they're more likely to like it. But no, we didn't.
Thinking.
That's quite a good idea. Having to pay. Did you have to weigh it all out yourself and everything? Was it part of the lesson?
I can't remember.
Or did they do it for you?
Sometimes we did some weighing, but sometimes we'd go up with our, we'd have our recipe and our money and we'd go, I need, I don't know, 6 ounces of flour.
Mm.
And she would give us a little bag and she'd put it on the scales and we'd have to check it was 6 ounces.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We'd take
so,
it on our
yeah.
little tray. And like the jam, we would get given it in like a little ramekin dish.
Oh, okay.
That sort of thing.
Well, we had to do it at home. So it's kind of like our homework, I suppose, and just take loads of things in various little Tupperware pots. And because we do the measuring out at home, and eggs were always the thing. You had to put your eggs into your bag of flour, and then the flour would stop
them breaking.
The eggs breaking while you cycle to school. It's quite clever.
I'd never thought about that.
No.
I think as we got older, we did that. But as younger, yeah. I used to like doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've digressed.
We have digressed again. So we do, changing the subject, we did mention in our last podcast that we would put a PDF on our website of a little bear called Scruffy Duffy and say to people, go ahead and make him. See yep. what you can do. We are absolutely thrilled with how many people actually have
yes,
gone and done it.
And it's love. Do you know what I love about them? Is they're sending us these photographs and they're all so different, which is what we wanted.
Yes.
We wanted to see that diversity of the different styles and, the,
yeah.
and people have made them out of such lovely,
yes, yes,
different
wonderful
materials.
Things. Wonderful things.
We've had one made out of a tie,
yep.
an old silk tie.
Yeah.
Somebody made two which were absolutely beautiful out of their father's dressing gown.
Oh,
their
yes.
father had passed away, which I think is just such a lovely memory, such
yeah.
a lovely thing to keep.
Yeah.
Well done. And some fabulous furry ones and cotton prints
yeah.
and all sorts of amazing things.
Yeah.
So
and we've put all the photos we've got permission from the people who've kindly posted and we've put them onto our Pinterest
we
board.
Have, yeah.
So do go and have a look because and I know there are more that have actually been made. It's just we haven't got photos of them yet. So keep those pictures coming in.
Yeah, definitely.
And check
and
us
if,
out on Pinterest.
If you've still got yours to finish, then send your pictures via a message on Instagram. And give us permission so that we don't have to come back and say, can we have permission? Just give us permission to use that picture and we will add them to our Scruffy Duffy Pinterest board.
It's lovely.
And it's looking lovely. Really good.
The other thing that we mentioned was the possibility of doing an Instagram live.
Yes.
And we had a go.
We did.
And we had such fun that we're going to do it again.
Yes.
We're not sure when. But we obviously will let everybody know. But thank you to everybody who tuned in live and joined in the conversation. We absolutely loved it. We had people from all over, people in America, all over America as well. Yeah. One lady joined us. It was 6 o'clock in the morning for her. So that's, I mean, that's devotion, isn't it? And we're thrilled.
Yes, absolutely. It was a learning curve for us as well. Yeah. So apologies if we've made any hiccups. Or...
but also thank you to those who weren't able to join us live, but went on and watched back. So that was great. Yes, so we'll definitely be doing that again. And then go on, you can say what our... This is lockdown 3, isn't it? We might have left it a bit late in the day, but we've set ourselves a new challenge.
Yes. I can't even say it without laughing. Julie and I have decided to learn to play the ukulele.
Yay!
And we hope soon, I'm not going to say the next podcast.
No, definitely not the next podcast.
But we might bring you a little tune.
Yes.
A little
tune. We've got a little song we're working on.
We have, yeah. When we can play the chords that go with it, it'll be even better.
We are both complete beginners, so it might be some time.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't even learnt to tune mine yet, so it could be
interesting. Well, it could be a while, but it's something to look forward to. Or not.
Yeah, or not, as the case may be. It depends how you see it, really. So I think, if you would like to learn more about us, you know, we will be taking photographs and things along the way and doing little videos and things of our learning. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'd be most excited when we learn our first chord.
Yeah.
Although I think you're ahead of me on that.
Well, the brain's willing. The fingers don't move quite as quickly as they're meant to. So I'm not that far ahead. It's placing your fingers in the right place. It has to become like a second nature.
Yes.
You shouldn't like changing gear on a car. Yes. You have to be able to do it without thinking. And I think that's the challenge.
Well, I used to play the guitar. So but I was about 16 the last time I played. So I think.
Did you play any other instruments?
Recorder.
Yes, I played the recorder. I was quite good at the recorder.
Yeah. I had
many years
three
ago.
Sizes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, did that. Violin, I had a go at the violin.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah, I did my grade one.
Yes, I did too.
And then gave up.
Yeah, I had to play a piece called the Gavotte,
yeah. And I know exactly why I gave up, and it still makes me sad to this day. As soon as we left junior school and went into secondary school, the way that they planned music lessons pulled you out of a class. And going back to talking about cookery at school, one of the classes that I would get pulled out of was cookery to have my violin lesson. So how was I supposed to do a cookery lesson and then go out for half an hour? And I couldn't, there was no sort of support like there is now or thought into, I don't know. It just all became far too difficult and then I couldn't be bothered to practice and that was the end of that.
I remember going into secondary school and... they said, did anyone play a musical? We were in our first music lesson or quite soon on at the beginning of our sort of time at that school. And has anyone played instruments? And I put my hand up and I said, yeah, violin. And several other people put their hands up. But by the time actually I got to answer the question, all the violins were taken.
Oh.
So he said, Mr. Morris, his name was, if you're still around. Hello, Mr. Morris. Mr. Morris said, is there another instrument you would like to play?
And I don't think what you're going to say.
A bassoon.
Did he have a bassoon?
He didn't have one. So I said, well, I'm not doing it then.
What did you do?
I didn't do it.
Triangle?
No, I went in the choir.
Well, that's good. Yes, I joined the choir.
But his face was an absolute. I can still remember thinking, and I felt really silly when I said it then because it was... just such a random...
A bassoon would have been taller than you back then. So I'm not surprised if he pulled a funny face.
Yeah. I wish maybe I'd played clarinet or something. Or saxophone. I love that sound.
Yeah. But anyway, moment, it's ukulele, my dear. That's what we're going to do.
Yes, it is.
And we've got to stick to it. And we're going to use each other to keep ourselves going.
Yes. Yes.
We're not looking very confident here.
We'll
if you could
fine.
See our faces.
With biscuit energy, we'll be fine.
But so I think that's probably enough waffling from us today.
Yes.
But I would like to remind everybody that our next podcast will be our last one in this series of six.
Yes.
Please do get in touch if there's anything particular you'd like us to waffle on about. And then maybe when we start our new series, we'll start being a little bit more serious, but not too serious.
Never too serious, me Julie. No. Never, never, never.
No, me mand.
And the other thing is, if this is the last in this series, if you've enjoyed it, let us know. We would love to know, and let other people know about it as well, because we would love other people to start sort of joining in with our sort of chats. And
that's the only way we know, isn't it, that people are enjoying it. And I know some of you already have left some lovely comments. And we genuinely care as well.
Yeah,
you know, if we're sort of reaching to anybody and they're enjoying any of it, that's all we want to do, isn't it?
Hopefully we're just bringing a bit of light-hearted sort of fun through these very difficult times that we're living in at the moment. And it's just like sitting down, having a cup of tea and having a chat with us.
And biscuits. Quite a few today.
Yeah.
Feel a bit sick. No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm fine.
I don't think I ate more than two in total, so I think I'm okay.
Okay. Well, we've got that photo to take now.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
All right. We're signing off now?
We are.
All right.
Until next time.
Until next time. And we might see you live in between.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then. Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.